Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 99 of the Pause.com Entertainment Podcast. I am your host, Lou. Yes, that's right. I said I, not we, because unfortunately, Tony is sick today. Boom, 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 boom.
He's lazy.
And he's lazy. But as always this time of year, we welcome our old friend and guest, Todd Stashwick.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all of you. And I brought a guest of my own joining
us. So this is
us.
Like a guest, a second generation guest.
It's like nesting dolls.
Right. Right.
In a sense.
I have to be the big fat lady, don't
I? That's okay. That's
okay.
You have a babushka.
I do.
I'd like to welcome my son, Oscar Stashwick. He will be joining us on this because he knows a great deal about geekery.
There you go.
Hi, Oscar.
Hello, peoples. Would you kindly have a nice holiday?
That was nice.
That was very generous of you. So we're going to start off with a little bit of mail. We're going to go to the old Facebook and see what people have been writing. So we're going to start with...
There was a show in Chicago when we were kids, and every time they would go to the mail, the guy would go, "Mail time!"
I don't remember that. What was it?
I forget what the show
was.
Was it on
GN?
Blue's Clues.
No, it was like not Kids Incorporated, but it was something like that. But it was like, it was a guy, Steve Smith.
Huh.
And he would host it.
I think that was his real name.
And they had a big mailbag, and he would go, "Mail time!"
I do. What would you like to do, an official one now?
Yeah. Mail time.
Thank you. I would like to point out that this episode of the Pause.com Entertainment Podcast is brought to us by Yumbly.com. Search restaurants and menus to find exactly what you're hungry for. Yum. Now, if Tony were here, he would say, "I'm hungry." But he's not here, so.
Say it, Oscar. Oh, hungry.
I'm sure that came through just fine. All right, well, Mike says, "Saw Hugo in 3D this weekend. 3D was cool, but I don't feel it enhanced the movie. Hugo, about a half hour too long." That's who I remember writing that. Sorry to hear that, Mike. I hope you got half an hour's worth of your money back.
I like that, Hugo.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful. Did you see it in the 3D?
I have not seen it yet.
What?
I can't wait to see it.
It's quite a lovely film.
Yeah, I'm really looking for it.
It reminded me of Chalamet's Illusionist, the guy that did Triplets of Belleville.
I've not seen that either.
Okay, we've got to have a whole other podcast to do based on that.
Just on that alone.
Okay.
But save the rest of that for when we get to movies. We don't want to waste it right now.
I will pause.
Excellent. So Coco writes, now this is actually going to be kind of fun here. Coco writes, "I love Christmas, but I do not like the few days before. I'm sure many of us rely on this." She's French, so we'll just assume that, you know, means
it'll translate
eventually. Salute Lou, Tony, and Todd. I can't wait to hear the three of you. I discovered pause.com thanks to you, Todd.
Aww.
I'm a huge Supernatural fan. I'm sure I had seen you before, but then I became aware of you. Amazing Dracula. And I since follow your career and enjoy your work.
Wow.
Last one was CSI Miami, a show which I normally don't watch. I admit I had at first a hard time to stay serious because I couldn't stop thinking of Jared and Jensen in Supernatural changing channels. Since I have the opportunity to ask you questions, here you go. Which are your three favorite all-time TV series, and which TV series you'd love to be part of?
Favorite all-time? Like, you know, I guess that would be in different phases of my life. My current favorites... Doctor Who is a huge one, and many people know that about me. Battlestar Galactica, maybe as good as the thing gets. The Wire was pretty darn great. So that's three, right?
Yeah, that's three.
Am I out of three?
Well, you can name more if you want. It's just like
well,
bonus
a lot
answers.
More. Yeah. I mean, I'm currently enjoying. I loved The Riches.
That was a great show.
What? That's like a snake eating its own tail, me saying that.
That was.
I like Boardwalk Empire is pretty great. Breaking Bad. I would love to do an episode of Breaking Bad. I would love to work on Dexter. That would be a whole lot of fun. And I'm currently... and I love Justified.
Yeah.
And I am fortunate that I get to do four episodes. I did four episodes of Justified that'll be coming out next year. Yes, Oscar.
He likes both of them. Spread the word.
Which one? What?
M-O-P-F-A-M.
M-O-P...
M-L-P.
Oh, my son is referencing that I like My Little Pony. It's not... I don't tune in weekly, but I'm not opposed to it.
Sure.
I'm not opposed
either.
To it. Yeah, it's funny and it's well animated.
I like
it's
Kipper. Right. Have you ever seen Kipper?
Oh, yeah. Kipper? Oh, I'm a very sad English
Look,
dog.
Tiger, we've got conkers.
It's me, it's Kipper. I'm very sad.
And it's me, your pal Tiger.
If
and
you're
actually.
Talk, you have to lean into the mic.
The actor who does my voice does all the rest of the voices other than Kipper's.
That's it.
Yes, oh, including Pig.
I'm an aging Englishwoman.
And Jake.
All the backgrounds meld into white for some reason.
I like that,
on
though.
Kipper, yeah, it's all.
It's very
like
mellow.
Metaverse, yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I
it
like
takes
it a lot.
Place in the Matrix.
It does.
It's
actually.
Yeah.
Actually. It's by one of the less talented programmers in
the future.
I want to
thank
Coco
for the question, though. That's a lovely question.
And what other shows would you like to be a part of? You mentioned.
Well, yeah, I said Dexter. I'd like to do an episode of Dexter. I would love to do.
Hannity and Colmes.
I would do.
No.
Yeah. I would like to do. I would love to be. I'd like to play the Master on Doctor Who. That would be pretty great. Because I know they'll never cast me as the Doctor. but I think they would allow a Yank to be.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they could. They could allow a Yank to be the Master. That
you
would
could fake the accent, right?
I could. Right. I don't know. I'd try. What else?
Who would you want if you could pick any actor? Okay, let's say you got cast as the Doctor.
Yes.
And you got to pick the actress who played your companion.
Yeah.
Who would that
who
be?
Who would I choose to be a companion?
I mean, could you even answer that question?
No. I would...
I said actress.
Well, you know, I have an unreasonable crush on Evangeline Lilly.
Yeah.
Unreasonable. my wife knows this.
Yeah, so it's already out there.
Who else? You know, I would be like, hey, let's bring back Rose.
Yeah.
Because I have a really soft spot for Billy. And
yeah.
If I was going old companions. But new companions...
Or not
just any actress.
Yeah, just any actress.
Actress to play. Let me get back to you on that.
Okay,
one.
Think
we'll
about
come
it.
Back to that one. I'll
when we talk about
that.
TV, you can think about that. And then Coco also wishes you un joyeux Noël.
Oh, et joyeux.
Une bonne
joyeux.
No, and une bonne année.
Oh.
And me and Tony too, apparently.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Her favorite new TV series is Homeland. Her favorite new guilty pleasure is Revenge. And she is disappointed by both Terra Nova and Pan Am. Did you watch either of those?
I did not watch Terra Nova.
Okay.
You know what's funny? I'm a huge sci-fi nerd, but dinosaurs have never been much of a draw for me.
You know what's
I liked the Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
But dinosaurs, for the most part, it's not enough.
Right. I'm, you know, they're actually a very minimal part of that show. It's much more about the fight between different factions of people who are back in that time period from the future.
Yeah.
And the dinosaurs are just kind of like a dangerous thing that happened every once in a while.
Hmm.
But it doesn't focus on that. But you're not missing anything?
No.
It's not a great show.
I did watch Pan Am. I found it spirited.
I liked it.
I enjoyed it. There was just too much to tune into, and I have a backlog of other stuff.
Yeah.
I'd like to do an episode of Tremé.
Yeah.
I'd like to go down to New Orleans and do one of those shows.
Yeah.
What are you thinking, Oscar? You have something to add?
Should we come back to you? Okay. Then Coco also says that she just ate a moussa au chocolat made by her in France, and it was epic. So one more question for all of you.
Yeah.
Your favorite dessert is?
My favorite dessert. I am a sucker for hot apple pie with vanilla ice cream and a caramel sauce.
Wow.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. My favorite dessert, I like a good gelato. I like a good...
It's weird. I like a lousy gelato.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I only like
that's
the good
weird
ones.
I like the ones that are like cigarette butt.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Oh, I did.
The
actually,
Harry Potter
I was,
flavors.
Oddly, I was working on CSI Miami and they had an ice cream truck. Like somebody ordered this ice cream truck. And the flavor of ice cream that they had, one of the flavors was the Don Draper.
Yeah.
And it was caramel... Scotch, like a whiskey,
right?
And smoke.
Wow!
Like so, it had like so it was
like
cigarettes and scotch.
To it. Wow!
And it was delicious.
It sounds good.
I felt like a swanky infidel.
And
by infidel, I mean a man who cheats on his wife.
Right. Yeah. And not
sound very healthy though.
Well, the ice cream in itself wasn't healthy.
Right.
So,
but it was probably tasty.
Really good.
Yeah, I like a good apple pie. Nice piece of cheesecake every once in a while. I know, yeah. I'm not a huge dessert person. Mm. I much prefer more savory foods.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
It. Yeah.
But let's see. P.S. Todd, are you doing some other con next year? AE Con 3 would be awesome.
AE Con 3. Oh, Asylum? I cannot confirm nor deny.
Really?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Wow.
But not AE3.
But you can confirm that.
I have not been invited to any of the European cons yet, like Germany or Italy or France or those.
Liechtenstein.
No. The Gulag.
Luxembourg.
But as far as doing supernatural cons, I cannot confirm nor deny at this juncture.
Okay.
And I will probably be back to Comic-Con this year with Devil Inside.
Cool. And she also says she loves Devil Inside.
Oh, well, bless
you. So that was the last comment from Coco.
Thank you very much. We've got a lot in store.
I think your comment, let's talk a little bit about Devil Inside.
Please.
Your webcomic that you
it
do
located?
With it is at toddstashwick.com.
Hosted by?
By my own company, Genusis.
Yes.
Wow, how about that?
And it is, and Page Puppet, I believe.
Yeah, it's right.
What
it's
a great,
fabulous.
Easy way to access all of my content.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. I really feel like the comic hit its stride mid-season this year with the introduction of a certain police character who gets his eye
gouged out by a crow. Yes, he did.
There's something about that story arc that just was magical.
I would say it's the aria,
yeah,
of the story.
I believe so. No, it's been so much fun. I loved chapter one.
Thank you.
I'm really enjoying chapter two.
Well, it's been
two.
Interesting. Yeah, chapter two. Do you have something to add, Oscar?
The policeman is played by Eddie Murphy.
No, it's played by Lou.
Who is often confused for Eddie Murphy.
Yes, very right. Similar types.
Yeah.
What's been interesting about this, I guess you could say season chapter, because the first one ended after about 54 episodes. This one is all been about, the first half of it so far has been about cleanup. It's been about the after effects of all the things that happened when the devil came to town. And then we sort of held off in actually even showing Jack the devil for a long time.
Yeah.
We sort of kept him kind of in the ether, and he's only been back for about 3 or 4 weeks now.
Right.
Yeah. And so that's been really fun to sort of play with expectation, and now we're going down a whole other new character and a new storyline, and then we will get back to all the people that we showed how the dominoes started falling, like with Sophie and Ronnie and Daisy and Corvus and Mump. And all those characters, we will get back to them shortly. But now we're going to spend a few weeks with Jack and Simon, and
very
that,
cool,
and that storyline. Yeah,
you've had some really good moments. Run, boy, run from the devil.
Did you like? Yeah,
yeah,
that's
great.
For some reason, that line
really resonated with a lot of people.
It really did.
Yeah.
It really did. I wanted one of those moments those moments that you would see in a trailer.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That you would like pull that out, and I wanted that like. The non shall pass, like that,
yeah,
that
right.
Battle cry, something that would also resonate with a child when that happened to him, when his mother got sucked into the devil.
Yeah.
And something that would resonate with him, a phrase that he would carry with him for 30 years.
Yeah.
And that seemed so clean,
yeah,
of a phrase. And and it'll also come into play, that phrase. Will actually have resonance with something coming up.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And that was nice to see, to be introduced briefly to him as an adult and then go to see that flashback. And it's so cool when moments like that happen and you realize that this is not a new story, but something that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
It just makes it that much more epic and full.
Well, and seeing how, the fun part for me, and actually we showed Simon in chapter one briefly on a computer screen.
Oh, that's
There's
really
a
cool.
Moment. And you had said something interesting and said, oh, a new character, the little boy. But the little boy character has been woven throughout the comic since like episode 5 or 6.
Yeah, I saw that you...
He's been present,
yeah,
in some sort of incarnation, sort of a Native American child, which has, as we now have come to... It's sort of a messenger of God. It's they're kind of what our angels are.
Yeah.
And they have been showing up. And that's the nice part about doing this strip once a week. We I will sit down and write the year's worth of arc. So I know how to, when to seed stuff in so that stuff doesn't just come out of nowhere. It'll right. have been teased.
That's really
on.
Cool. Yeah. That's really cool.
We threw something in last year, and I think it's the same episode that the first appearance of the child is. It's when Jack's first driving into Paradise Valley and you see the child way in the foreground. But if you notice, parked at the diner is the Impala
right.
from Supernatural.
Yeah.
So we threw
yeah.
that in.
I think a lot of people noticed that yeah. too, which
it's
was pretty
fun.
Cool.
That's fun.
Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah. And are you watching? Well, you know what? We'll get back to that later. Okay. All right, so you want to talk about video games?
Please.
All right, what are you guys playing?
Oscar?
Minecraft, mostly. I just like building large structures.
Keep going. I was just seeing if you were closer.
You can get a little closer.
A little closer.
Portal 2, I've played 4.5 times.
And we finished the co-op together as well.
Yes, it's Portal 2 is one of my favorite things of all time. I think about it a lot.
Which brings up an interesting conversation I want to throw out there.
Yeah.
On Portal 2, like this is my son's his mythology. You know, we had Star Wars growing up,
right?
And it was something that the stories that we share, that was our campfire as kids, that we would come together and we would share Star Wars stories and share play and act and draw and all that. And what my son's generation, I'm learning, they do that with Minecraft and they do that with Portal.
And just general video games.
And video games. And then I thought, I can sit my son down and say, here's Star Wars on DVD and we can come together on that. How does that translate to his children when he's going, well, the mythology of me, because my generation before me had books, and you could give your son a book and say, this was the book that influenced me.
Right.
And then we have DVDs and we can go, this is Star Wars. How is he going to show his son?
Right. Because it won't exist in any form that's usable at that
Probably
point.
Probably not.
Right.
And nor is it as easily digested. You're talking about a 40-hour experience.
That is very personal
and singular.
In terms, right.
Yet they do have the writing is so good, and the backstories and all the things that he does with Portal 2, speculating about what's going to happen in the next episode and the mythology and all the stories behind the stories, like we did between Star Wars and Empire.
Right.
They're doing all that. But I am able to give him Star Wars and say, these are the mythologies that I came up with.
Yeah.
How is that going to translate to the next gen of kids?
I don't know. And the interesting thing about that, too, is that, even if a new medium comes out for viewing movies like it has with DVD and then Blu-ray, the big movies are always eventually released on that new format because mm-hmm. people who like them want to be able to watch them in the best available way.
For us, like Frogger and Pac-Man, that was all novelty in many ways. So it's like, it's fun. But now the writing of video games is so rich and deep. They're in many ways equivalent to a lot of, yeah.
But what I was going to say is that they don't really do that with video games because since the technology has so much to do with telling the story, because with each next generation of console, the effects get better and everything gets better. And because they're so expensive to make and you can't just, like with a movie, you can just remaster it. You can go back to the original film and you can do a new transfer to the new medium.
Yeah.
And it's time consuming for a number of people,
right.
But it's doable financially, where it's not necessarily the same with a video game. You can't take,
You can do the 20th anniversary re-release of Tomb Raider or something.
Right,
you can
do that, but you're not going to update the technology, and you're going to have to somehow port it or rewrite it for the new technology.
And will it look dated? Because to me, Star Wars doesn't look that dated.
Right. I mean, some scenes more than others, obviously.
Yeah, but for the most part, he and I watched Aliens.
Yeah.
It holds up.
It holds up really
aside
well.
Aside from the haircuts and the fashion.
Yeah. Yeah, story-wise, though.
But effects-wise,
yeah.
It holds up. It does not feel dated. But I just thought it was curious too, because so much of being a parent is passing on the stories of your youth or the
right.
or the literature or whatever that influenced you, and you're gonna have a whole generation of kids. Fezzes are cool. My son just placed a fez on my head. Fezzes are cool.
Which already has a hat on it. So your hat is actually wearing a fez.
Bow ties are cool too.
Yeah. Back up for a second. And so I'm just curious as to see how that baton gets passed back.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? How are those stories going to be told? Or, because it's as important to him as Star Wars was to me. Portal 2 is important to him.
Right. And will they be able to do that in a way that they can't actually share?
And that it's meaningful and it will communicate.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
so curious.
That was just an interesting question
that is.
Got raised to yeah. me.
And so, okay, so Minecraft and Portal 2, what about you? What have you been playing?
I'm knee-deep in Arkham City
yeah.
right now.
So
I just finished the single-player. We've had this conversation, but I just finished the single-player Modern Warfare 3. I am not an online gamer, but the single-player was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I finished it before he did.
You finished what?
Modern Warfare 3, single-player.
No, you did not. I finished it first.
Well, there's a little claim battle going on across the table
remember?
Here.
Yeah.
You just recently finished it.
Yeah, recently, within the last 2 weeks.
But before you.
I stayed up late and finished it. But he does tend to finish games before me.
Yeah. I am, you and I have had this conversation before.
Yeah.
I think you told me once that you don't consider yourself a particularly quote unquote good gamer in some ways. And I feel the same way. I'm very like, when I'm playing a game where I can save a lot, I save a lot.
Yeah.
Like I'm playing Skyrim right now, and I think I have like 900 save games.
Yeah.
Because I just, you know, it's like, I don't want to have to redo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tend to save a lot.
Right.
But that was leading somewhere, and now I've forgotten where I was going with that. So.
Seeing if anybody posted
any
questions.
I used to play Fallout 3.
Yeah.
You play Fallout 3, yeah.
Yeah, I think if you played Fallout 3, and even if you played Oblivion, or if you didn't, but if you played Fallout 3, ooh, excuse me, I think you'll enjoy Skyrim a lot more if you ever get that, because
it's on the Christmas list.
I'm not interested in it.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's fantastic.
It looks amazing.
It is amazing. And
LA Noire.
You played that?
Okay. But I really enjoy that. You know, the reason I enjoy like a Modern Warfare 3 is I do like the LA Noire, the Red Dead Redemptions, those more expansive, slower paced games. But what's great about Modern Warfare is they're like 15-20 minute missions.
Yeah.
So you can feel a sense of accomplishment and get a lot of bang for your buck. I mean, I have two children and work is consuming, so I don't get a lot of time to sit down for hours. So the great thing about the Modern Warfare games is like, boom, I just jump in, I do a mission, and I can jump out. I'm really enjoying your fez is coming apart.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's not my fez, it's R2-D2's fez. He's back there on the floor.
I am enjoying Arkham City. That's really great. Because it's like they sort of took the lid off the Arkham Asylum and melded in more Assassin's Creed elements to it, and it's really, really good.
Now, you have both the PS3 and the 360.
I do.
And the Wii? Yeah. And what do you play most of your games on?
Depends on the game.
Yeah.
It depends on the game. I mean, I mean, there's some games you can only play on certain systems.
Right, obviously.
I think we played Portal 2 on the Xbox and Arkham City on the PS3.
Okay.
Little Big Planet 2 is on the PS3.
And Modern Warfare on the Xbox.
And
he plays Little Big Planet 2.
Yeah.
I've played it in a while. But
it's good, though.
Do you guys play any games on your Mac?
I have Minecraft, which is on
into the mic.
Spore, I also have that, but I don't really play the... I had a... world going, but
in Spore,
yes. But now I'm focusing. I mean, I haven't done it in a while. A lot of my games I just haven't done in a while. But I just focus more on creating random creatures with weird features.
Yeah,
creature features.
You know, I played that game for a while when it first came out, and I really liked the beginning of the game. I liked the way that felt, like when you're in the primordial ooze pond.
Yeah,
I thought that was really cool. And then as the game progressed, I sort of lost interest because I felt like it was a little too monotonous.
Well, yeah.
But I could see how you would enjoy it if you're just doing a lot of creature creation, because that part was pretty cool.
Yeah, the creative aspect is fun.
Yeah.
I was trying to get Portal 2 for my Mac, but and the Xbox copy doesn't come with a Portal 2 code for your Mac.
Okay.
My friend Jamie has a...
Shout out to Jamie.
Shout out to Jamie Weatherby. My friend...
Please don't mention his address.
Keep going, Oscar.
He has He has a PS3 copy, which comes with the Mac code, but it didn't seem to work on my computer.
Oh.
Or his. So, yes. But her Team Fortress 2 is free, but it takes at least 4 hours to download.
Oh.
Plus, I spilled juice on my Mac.
Which is
so now it came to life, and it's going to try to steal your girlfriend, just like in Electric Dreams.
Like Electric Dreams.
It's going to take like an hour. A day to download.
Yeah,
really?
Crazy. Yeah,
I haven't downloaded it yet, but I'm afraid it's going to take a day.
Four gigs shouldn't take that long. It shouldn't take more than a few hours.
Back up.
You know, we've talked about this before, and I won't go too much into it, but I loved that movie, Electric Dreams, and it's never been released on DVD or Blu-ray or anything like that. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
It's a great movie. Well, it wasn't a great movie, but it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Electric
Virginia Dreams. Madsen
and Boy George
and Lenny Von Dolan. No, did he?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah. It was the song that the computer wrote for her. I remember what you're talking about. The thing wrote for her.
But I thought that was, I mean, I know that the composer of a lot of that music was Giorgio Moroder.
The song that he wrote, the love song that he wrote for her is
I know which one you're talking about.
Boy George Culture Club.
So. Yeah. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else that you've been playing?
Games-wise, when I sit down, I just completed Modern Warfare 3.
Okay.
Single player, Arkham City, and then we completed Portal 2.
Yeah.
And I have a bunch on the Christmas list.
Yeah.
I want the Gears of War 3. I want the Skyrim. I'm looking forward to Battlefield 3. I'm interested in
Uncharted 3.
Now,
will
you guys play Diablo 3 when it comes out?
No.
Have you ever played the originals?
Not your thing. Not my thing.
Yeah.
And then what else did I have on there? Rage. I'm interested in seeing Rage.
I think I have that. I think I've played some of it, but not much.
Although it's a lot like Borderlands.
No.
It looks like Borderlands.
Wait, yeah, I do have that, yeah.
Rage?
Yes.
It looks good.
It looks very good.
Is it fun?
It's fun. I haven't played enough of it to really, you know, have a final opinion of it.
Okay.
I have to go back to it at some point. But once I'm done with Skyrim, I want to play Uncharted 3, because I really haven't used my PS3 yet.
Fool.
So I played
Fool
about...
Fool of a Took. You got a new game today, didn't you?
I sure did. Thank you very much. I can't wait to see that. It's... what's the name of it again?
It's Ico, called... Shadow of the Colossus.
Shadows of the Colossus, right?
Shadow of the Colossus.
Shadow. So there's just one shadow?
Maybe just the one.
Shadow of a Colossus named Ico.
They're all standing in a line.
Yeah. It's one long shadow.
Right.
They did the unified collection, and those are two great games if you're looking for somebody who has a PS3 and looking for a great gift that they wouldn't probably expect. That would be a really good one.
Yeah. And if you're really looking to give someone a gift that they wouldn't expect, give it to somebody with an Xbox 360.
Yes.
Because they
Or really wouldn't expect, give it to somebody with a toaster.
Right. They would not expect that at all.
They would not expect that.
They might expect muffins.
Perhaps.
Maybe bagels even.
A crumpet.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Hey, do you eat crumpets at all?
He sure does.
Do you like crumpets?
They're tasty.
They are tasty. Have you noticed how crumpets, you could probably toast them for 2 hours and they never really get hard?
Oh, no, that's the thing.
They just get hotter.
They just, well, who wants cold crumpet, though?
I know, but you can't, like, make them crusty. They're
Who wants a crusty crumpet?
Well,
that's
a good point.
Come on.
That's a good point.
Clown?
He probably does. He probably makes crusty crumpets.
You do.
And I still am playing Skyrim. I haven't played anything else new, and I'm still not done with it.
What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Diablo 3. I'm looking forward
to... There's
only
one game next year for us.
Really? What's that?
Bioshock Infinite.
Oh, yeah. That should be good.
I'm still working on the first Bioshock.
You know, I never finished the second one.
I found it for $8 at GameStop.
Did you finish it?
I haven't started it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I still haven't finished that.
I love blasting splicers to pieces.
Bioshock Infinite is... that seems to me about... it's got Game of the Year written all over it.
And the other one I'm really looking forward to is Guild Wars 2, because I do play the online games,
and
I really love that. The first one.
You know, the Old Republic, hey.
I played the beta of that.
Any good?
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Okay.
But I probably won't buy it. Let's put it that way. You know what I'm saying?
You won't.
No, I don't think so.
It doesn't look like something I'm going to dedicate any time to.
Yeah, well, especially if you don't play online games, I can't see it being compelling enough for you to want to start.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it didn't look fun. Although the one thing I saw, which showed sort of the evolution of a Sith Lord through his
yeah
growth, it was pretty compelling.
There's cool stuff in it. It's just I've played a lot of online games, and you know there are certain things that I enjoy doing that I was kind of bored with.
He plays online Minecraft with his buddies.
Sometimes.
They share servers.
Don't mention their addresses, please. All right, well, we're going to wrap up video games and take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about TV. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about television. What do you watch these days, Mr. Stashwork?
Oh, that's not even the way to pronounce my name. It's the incorrect pronunciation.
What?
Lou Zicaro.
Stash. You don't remember that guy, do you?
Who?
There was a guy at Second City when we were at Second City out here.
Uh-huh.
Who every time he would see you, he would go, hey, what's up, Stash?
It would like linger like that? Like he would put an ellipsis?
And he would never say the second half of your name. It was always Stash.
There was like an ellipsis somewhere in my name?
I don't know what was going on with that guy.
It's, what are we watching? Because I just did those episodes of Justified, I got caught up on every episode, and that show is terrific.
Now, is it kind of, does it have sort of a Western feel to it? Or
it
more
doesn't,
of a
to me,
southern
it doesn't.
Feel?
It's very Southern.
Okay.
It's very like, it's very backwoods.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's about this guy who grew up in the holler and grew up to be a U.S. Marshal. So he's sort of torn between two worlds. It's great, and the characters are great, and it really hit its stride in season two, and I just consumed a ton of that.
Yeah.
I'm watching that. I watched Supernatural.
Yeah.
I continue to watch that show.
Yeah.
We will,
but we're always, you know, a season behind.
Yeah,
because,
that's fair.
You know.
How
do you like the season, by the way?
You know, I think they had such a season five of Supernatural ended so strong that there was a bit of they're just getting blood from a stone a little bit at first. I think there was they had to re-find their footing.
Okay.
And I think my son's bored.
That chair is getting a lot of action right now.
It really is. They really found their stride again this year, and it feels very much like the things that I like about it. I like when the show is scary,
yeah,
not when it's silly.
Okay.
I think there's some episodes that were not my favorites last year.
In six?
Yeah.
Season six?
Season six, yeah. I thought they did things that were very silly. I think they were very fan-friendly, and they were very fun for hardcore fans for other reasons.
Right.
Like winky to the fandom.
Sure.
But I like the show is best when it's scary.
Yeah.
And it's gotten back to a little scarier this year.
Well, you know, we watched season six when it finally came out on Blu-ray or whatever.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe the ending. I couldn't believe the season ending with
Castiel.
Yeah. I mean, that was crazy. That was crazy. It was, you know, so we're really looking forward to seeing how they resolve that.
Yeah, but this is a big year. They're doing a lot of major things this year.
Yeah.
Story-wise with characters. And so I've been enjoying that.
And some of the silly stuff we enjoyed pretty well. I mean, I know exactly what you're saying. It's like when X-Files was silly. You appreciated it if you had watched the whole series.
Yeah, I mean,
but
look,
it's not. Those
truth
are,
be told, the episode that I did of Supernatural would be considered one of the sillier episodes.
Yeah,
and, you know, it was off the beaten path of the episodes. I liked the Western episode last year.
Yeah. I just liked Smitey von Smitington. That was
funny. I liked the Jefferson Starship.
That was really funny.
That was funny.
Yeah.
So
and just the pride that he took in being able to name the creature was hilarious.
I liked it. And what's fun is I see Jensen now and again, and I'm also a fan of the show, and I think the acting is good on the show, and I'm a fan of the writing, and then also I'm fortunate to be part of the canon of the series,
right?
As well as, you know, talk about the work. I had seen Jensen a number of months ago, and I was we were talking about the episode that he directed, and it was terrific, The Weekend at Bobby's. And I thought that was a really good episode.
Yeah.
Where it's just all about Bobby and what his life is like. I thought that was a terrific episode as well.
Yeah.
What else are we watching? Well, Doctor Who always.
Yeah.
Always. And I thought that show this year, do you watch Doctor Who?
Oh, of course.
I was very worried about how it was going to come to an end with the whole River Song thing.
Right.
Because it was the first time I felt as they were getting towards the ending that it wasn't about saving the world, but it was about the Doctor saving his skin.
Right.
And part of me goes, well, the stakes are relatively low.
Right. They're high for him.
They're high for him, but they're relatively low. But I think they did a lovely job, and I always leave it to Moffat, of going, I got to save my skin. Oh, and by the way, I must save the world,
right,
and universe and time and everything too.
Right.
That sort of kind of came in the last episode of that. Remember that episode, Oscar?
Yeah.
When history was crashing in on itself. And
don't give it anything.
That was last year. So, yeah. You know, there's a statute of limitations if you haven't seen it yet.
That's true.
I can talk about
it. You don't deserve to be surprised anymore. But did you like the whole River Song thing? Because, you know, it's amazing to me how, let's say Amy and I are out somewhere after we've seen an episode and we're talking about it, and somebody who's overhearing our conversation will just chime in. Because so many people watch this show. I was buying a magazine at the Barnes & Noble down the street where you'll be headed after this.
Great. Those of you, there's going to be people there purchasing a copy of Catcher in the Rye, adjusting their glasses, going, Mr. Stashwick.
Hey, Stash, sign this, please. And I was buying some magazine that Doctor Who was on the cover of, and the woman starts to check out my purchase, and she goes, I just don't like this doctor. David Tennant is my doctor. I'm like, I don't even know this woman. But everybody who watches the show is so into it about it.
It's a passionate show. And my feeling is always, because people ask me, people are very, very doctor favorite. And
and
my introduction to the series was with Eccleston. And so I loved him. I think they do a really great job of writing to the, of casting.
Yeah.
And then writing to the strength of that particular actor.
And it's interesting too how well they did with having really two companions and having it work.
Yeah, and I just caught wind that they're not coming back after the end of next season.
Oh, really?
They're switching out new companion.
Okay.
Here's a question.
Yes.
Of the people that we've met already in the Doctor Who verse, who would be a good companion for Matt Smith?
Would it have to be somebody who was already on it?
I personally think I would love to see the girl that the woman who played the doctor's daughter, that blonde girl.
Yeah, the one
David
who is...
Tennant's daughter, who's now married to David Tennant.
His wife.
And is the daughter of...
David Tennant's favorite doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just peel the onion.
I'm surprised these people haven't all exploded in some weird continuum thing.
Really, it'd be like, it's like looking into the TARDIS.
Yeah, you can't.
Their atoms would be scattered. You can't do that. Now when you say Doctor Who, all I think of is Matt Smith.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't... I mean, and I loved Tennant. So it doesn't even...
You're doctor agnostic.
I'm doctor agnostic because I think they you know, Moffat has changed the show and made it his. You have something to add?
He's doc-gnostic.
He's doc-gnostic.
Doc-gnostic, there you go.
And I think Tennant held his own and Eccleston held his own and Matt Smith has made it a unique experience as well. I just love the show and I love the universe of it, and I'm always I don't pick a side.
Yeah, I just love how well it marries the zaniness and the weirdness with just really great storytelling and
heart.
And heart, exactly. I still think the episode a few seasons ago when the doctor had to say goodbye to Rose, you know, in the other universe, I still think it's one of the saddest moments I've ever seen in a TV show.
Pretty heartbreaking.
It was really
and
heartbreaking.
And that's the only thing is that if you ever see Rose again, it in many ways would deflate that moment.
Sure.
Because you have to feel like it's forever. But Tennant will never be seeing her again.
Right.
Matt Smith would be meeting her.
Right.
And so it would be a reintroduction of sorts. Go ahead.
Speaking of Matt Smith, I've tried Jammy Dodgers before.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're kind of dry, actually.
They are.
Like their sense of humor.
Exactly. But I do like them.
And I thought the episode where Amy aged this year,
was pretty great,
pretty stellar TV.
Yeah,
and then the Neil Gaiman episode this year, where the TARDIS was a woman, and the doctor had the TARDIS was personified.
Okay.
You did not see this episode?
I don't know how we would
it's
have missed one.
It's called The Doctor's... Wife? The Doctor's Wife, I think it was called.
Oh, no, we saw that.
It was, they go to this planet and this thing, the TARDIS went into this woman, and so he would have conversations
yes,
with her.
Yes, 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 yes,
and
yes.
And Neil Gaiman wrote that episode.
Yeah.
And that was stunning TV.
Yeah, it was a good season. It was, yeah. I thought it was a very clever season in terms of how they...
Well, that's Moffat.
Yeah.
He really does sort of he does these great kind of Rube Goldbergs.
And did you like the whole River Song story arc?
I do. I adore her character, and I liked what they did making her Amy's kid. That was like neat. It was really interesting.
That was cool.
It made it important. It makes you revisit the library and the silence from the David Tennant one when we first meet River,
right.
With a different light.
Yeah,
it's fascinating.
And the silence I thought were really cool. Like all the stuff with them, I thought
should have brought back what's his name. Mark Shepard, the FBI guy. He should come back in the end.
Yeah.
Because he was great.
Yeah.
He's a guy, he and I go round and round the tree.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Shepard's on the show. Oh, Stashwick. Oh, Shepard. Oh. You need a guy with dark circles around his eyes that plays menace really well? Call Shepard. Oh, he's working? Call Stashwick.
Now, let's talk about that, because your background is rooted very heavily in comedy and specifically in improv.
Mm-hmm.
But you are often cast as a very menacing or dirtbaggy kind of character.
Yeah, I'm 6'2" with dark circles around my eyes, and I have a deep voice, so I sort of lend myself to intimidation.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, and other actors have talked about this, like more notable actors than, I'm not notable, but actual notable actors, I'm blanking. Snape.
That one.
Snape.
Sure, Snape.
You know, I think...
Professor
coming,
Snape,
coming
what an
from
actor.
A theater training often lends itself to, especially when you do sci-fi and fantasy, a theater training lends itself to villainy.
Yeah.
Well, because there's often a gravitas and a grandioseness, like with the Carmelo on Burn Notice,
right?
And whatnot. There's, you know, when you're having to chew up the scenery a little bit, especially on Supernatural when I was doing Lugosi, it was all theater. I mean, I was doing theater on television, which is something you don't really get to do much,
right?
With all the posturing and the mugging, basically, chewing up scenery, but. I think, when I first moved to LA, one of the first jobs I got was playing the demon Voca on Angel.
Mm-hmm.
I had a reunion this year with Christian Kane.
Okay.
And I did an episode of Leverage, which will air New Year's Day.
That's cool.
Yeah. And had not worked with him since I had done Angel, which was like 10 years ago. And he had not seen me out of makeup. We'd never met when
oh,
I was
really?
Out of makeup. But we got on like gangbusters during the filming of Angel, and he remembered me.
Yeah.
And so we had a great time working Leverage this year.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
So, okay, so what else are you watching then? Amy and I watch The New Girl, and you said you're not totally crazy about that show, but you do really like happy endings.
I love happy endings.
Now... That show, one of the guys on there, Zach Knighton, was he in Surfer Dude with
you? Yes, he was.
Okay.
Yes, he was. And I was supposed to do an episode of Happy Endings, but it was conflicting with my with the schedule with Justified, so I didn't get a chance to do it. So I'm hoping that at some point next year I will get a chance to do an episode of Happy Endings. That show just makes me laugh. And
yeah.
They just really pack it. And Zach is funny, and they you know, it's one of those shows that's not about a premise. It's just about funny people that
right.
you like watching. And that's
and Jack Bauer's daughter, isn't it?
Yes.
So there's
she
that.
Is. She is. So it's a hoot.
Now, does he also do commercials for the post office, or is that not him? There's some guy on these commercials
Zach
for
Knight?
The post office, yeah, that looks just like him.
Are you thinking of Adam Paley, maybe?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't know.
So. Does he look just like
I don't see
Zach
a lot of post office commercials.
Yeah.
I see my fair share,
yeah.
But I wouldn't consider that a lot.
No, No, that's not very high at all.
I'm not greedy.
No, you never have been, really.
Not about post office commercials.
No, not about other things. UPS commercials.
Huge.
Forget it.
Hoard them.
I don't even get to see any because you're watching them all.
Yeah, I watch them all.
Right.
It's on a constant loop.
And all the projectors are in color.
Yeah.
Okay, so that, I'm trying to think of what else we watch.
Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, you're still watching
great,
that.
Yeah. We started to watch American Horror Story, and it was, I think there's some really good ideas, and it just was too full.
Well, I have not seen it,
yeah.
So I can't really comment, but Amy watches it, or she was watching it until a recent episode that she found to be too gory to be justifiable
okay.
in the context of the show. But I just want to know why, if you move into a house and that stuff starts happening, why don't you just leave?
Yeah.
I would rather go live at a hotel,
yeah.
I think, than stay in the house.
What are you going to do?
Is there some reason why they don't do that?
I think that it would have crushed them financially.
Yeah.
They didn't.
Is that really important
I don't know. I watched like the first three or four episodes,
yeah.
and I was just like, for my taste, it was and it's doing remarkably well. So it's obviously striking a chord with a lot of people. I just found they were, the episodes had too much going on.
Yeah.
Every episode.
What about Walking Dead?
Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did you like the season so far?
So far, so good. I haven't seen the last two episodes.
Oh.
They're still waiting, I know.
Really?
I know.
Oh, boy.
So that's waiting for me when I get back.
Yeah.
And then for comedy purposes, we watched Tim and Eric. Oscar loves Tim and Eric. And on the Comedy Central.
I don't think I know that show.
It's just absurdism.
Is it just craziness?
Just silliness. Awesome show, great job. Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job.
It's on Comedy Central?
Comedy Central.
Okay.
Very silly, very strange, non-sequitur sketch comedy.
Yeah, that's cool.
But their own really specific vibe.
Right.
It's mocking 80s. 80s commercials.
It does. It mocks a lot of 80s television.
Oh, okay.
In everything looks really lo-fi videotape.
Yeah.
A lot of chroma key.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Spray on tans.
Lots of spray on tans.
Nice.
And lots of too much lip gloss on the men.
I saw a woman at the store the other day that had way too much spray on tan. She really was dressed very 80s.
Yeah.
She had the spiky. She looked like basically an Annie Lennox jack-o'-lantern. And I was just wondering, like, does she not have anybody close to her that can sit her down and have a little conversation? Because that's not really a great look for anyone.
Oh,
even Annie Lennox.
Everyone wears khakis and like sweaters in Tim and Eric.
We all did that.
Is Coco?
Mm-hmm.
Coco just wrote on my Facebook page. Have fun. Lou and Tony are so great.
Aw, thanks,
Can't
Coco.
Wait to hear them. Sorry, you kind of have to hear Tony. I'll just do Kermit the Frog. It was Tony. Hey, it's me, Tony. Not that Tony sounds at all
no,
like Kermit
nothing,
the Frog, but
really.
It was the voice that I had at arm's yeah. length. No pun intended.
Oh, that was a good one.
Thank you. You and them saying my name. It makes me melt like ice cream, like ice in the sun.
Aww.
To say Coco. Hi, Coco. Pause.com is an awesome podcast. Me being a girly/geeky fan, ashamed, but not too much. can I have a Dracula pic of you with an autogram? Pretty please. I personally, Coco, I'll tell you what. I don't have any photos of me as Dracula. If you sent me one with an autographed stamped envelope, if you go to my website, toddstashwick.com, and in the contact section, there is a little address. And if you send me one with an envelope to send it back to you, I would be more than happy to sign a Dracula picture for you. If you would like, I have other pictures of me that I could send you, but I don't have any pictures of me as Dracula. They are licensed, I think.
Yeah,
by
yeah.
Warner
You'd have
Brothers.
To. Get that taken
but
care
I'd
of.
Be more than happy to send you something, Coco.
Now, did you also do...
Wait, Oscar has something to add.
Oh, yes.
Truth be told, Tony sounds more like Fozzie Bear.
Ah! Waka waka!
Did you see the, wait, did you see the new Muppet
We're
movie?
We're not on movies yet, buddy.
I'm just asking if you
yeah.
saw it.
Yeah!
Okay, don't talk about it. I just want to know if you saw
okay,
it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Okay. But you were going to say something?
I was going to say, did you do a voice for some, did you do VO for some cartoon character? Or
Tom and Jerry.
Yes.
Tom and Jerry and the Wizard of Oz.
That's coming out
cowardly,
soon.
It's out.
Oh, it's out now.
It's out on DVD and Blu-ray.
Okay.
And it's been showing on Cartoon Network. And you can also like Amazon stream.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was the Cowardly Lion.
Now, was there anyone else in the studio with you at the time, or were you doing it alone?
No, it's just me. I'm the Cowardly Lion, and I'm assorted guards, and I'm a couple flying monkeys.
Wow, that's quite the repertoire.
And then I also have a few recurring roles on Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, sure, with Olivia Olson.
Yes.
Who sang the cover of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You in Love Actually.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I love that movie. We watch it every year.
That's a good one.
And in fact, Tony, well, we'll talk about that during movies. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So there was, you didn't even have anyone else in the session doing remote stuff?
No. You just, the fun part is, and I've known her for years. When I first started in Chicago acting, I worked at a theater called the Annoyance Theater. I was an assistant stage manager to the Real Life Brady Bunch.
That's right.
And the woman that played Mrs. Brady is now Jane Lynch. Well, right. She was Jane Lynch then.
Right. She was.
She's still Jane Lynch.
It's a matter of fact.
And so I've known Jane forever, and she plays the voice of Jeremy's mom on Phineas and Ferb, and I am Jeremy's dad on Phineas and Ferb. So we are a couple.
So there you go.
We are married on the...
I had lunch with her and Faith once at El Jardin Cafe.
We love that, Faith.
Yeah. And you know Jill, Faith's sister, who was also part of the Annoyance Theater, has gone on to fabulous...
Six Feet Under.
And...
other things.
United States of Tara.
Yes.
And many other
projects. Yes.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
Did you run into any of those other people? Any other people?
Second City people?
No, from Annoyance. You run into any of
I saw
anywhere?
Jimmy Otto because Joyce Sloan passed this year, and so there was a Joyce Sloan. For those of you who don't know, she was sort of the grande dame of Second City. She hired me, and because of her, I met my wife because I was performing at Second City on Christmas Day, and my wife was in the audience. So indirectly, she's responsible for my son. Joyce Sloan is responsible for my son.
That's amazing.
But Joyce passed this year, and it was a great loss to the theater community and to just the world in general. She was an amazing woman.
Yeah.
And there was a memorial for her, so I got to see a lot of Second City folks that I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah. So you saw him here?
Jimmy Otto?
Yeah.
No, I did not go to the memorial here.
Oh, okay.
I went to it. There was one in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yes, her her effect on people was very
profound.
Far-reaching. Yeah.
Getting bored there, pal? Sit up.
Your posture is going to stick.
Yeah.
And then I'll have to carry you out of here.
He'd be doing this at home.
What's that?
He'd be doing this if we were at home, too.
Are you getting sleepy? Is your food coming back to haunt you?
It's P.F. Chang's.
What did I do wrong?
Cha-ching. You're nothing. You didn't do anything wrong.
Well, now he's feeling persecuted.
No. You're not being persecuted. Don't worry. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that we watch regularly. Yes, Kelsey? Smallville. Yes, I do.
I have the... season one, and I have not finished it. It felt a little repetitive.
It's really cheesy, the first season.
Yeah, if anybody wants to give me the rest of the seasons, I would be more than happy to watch all of them. The big box set.
She's got 2 through 6 over there.
But yeah, you wouldn't see them for years.
You know, some neighbors of ours borrowed.
I'd love to.
Some neighbors of ours borrowed a bunch of TV series. Earlier this year, and then they moved back home to India, and I think they took them all with them, and so I don't think I'm going to see those ever again. So if you guys are listening, can you bring those back?
My CDs.
Yeah. No, you know what? I have to say, I really love that show now. It's so the first season in particular is so super cheesy, and I know what you're saying about being repetitive. It's very like the freak of the week. But it gets a lot better.
Oh, I want to because I was a huge Buffy fan, and it's very similar.
And I'll tell you right now, the way that they handle the friendship between Clark and Lex, because they're in the series, they're best friends
before
he kind of turns to the dark side. And what's really brilliant about it is how they make Clark largely responsible for Lex's turning to the dark side.
Yep.
So there's some really cool stuff woven
really
in there. And then it gets more and more sci-fi
I've liked a lot of what I've watched, but it just did. And, you know, I travel a lot for my job. And so what am I pointing at?
No.
I travel a lot for my job. And so I get a lot of airplane time to catch up on shows. And so I've been watching The Shield a lot. And that's when I've caught up on Breaking Bad. And I've caught up on... Dexter, but I'm 2 seasons behind on Dexter.
Yeah.
But
it's another one that Amy likes.
Smallville is one of those that I bring with me when I travel, but I still haven't finished season one.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Kelsey?
Oh,
Actually, there are a few people who have been in Smallville who have been in Supernatural, but Jensen Ackles, Jensen Ackles is in one of the seasons of Smallville for an entire story arc.
Oh, okay.
So he's kind of woven through the entire season. I think it's season, I don't remember what season it is. It's not in one.
And
it's,
this is which season?
It's either two or three, I think.
This is, how many seasons did they go?
10.
Oh, wow. And so this is 2 through 6?
Yeah, that's 2 through 6.
That's a lot to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, we just started 9. We just started season 9. Yeah.
Wow.
So
it's weird if I watch all these, I still have 4 seasons to go.
After all those, yeah. There's a lot of Superman out there. Wow. And you know, watching this now, you grow to like him so much that it's disappointing that he didn't get to play Superman in the new movie. You know?
Although, having seen Immortals, I'm thrilled with who they got.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to do it.
Cool.
He's going to do it well.
That's good.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to mention about TV?
No, like I said, my latest passion was Justified.
Yeah.
I really dug that show, and a friend of mine just won an Emmy for it.
That's cool.
Margo Martindale, who is also on The Riches with us.
Okay.
She was fantastic. And
who did she play on The Riches?
She was Nina, the next door neighbor.
Right.
And she plays a completely different character on Justified, and I can't recommend that series enough to people. It's and Oliphant is just such a cool customer and just great characters.
Now,
great stories.
Did you work with him when you were on the show?
Yeah.
And had you worked with him before?
I had not. Okay. We had not met. And he's just, you know, he exemplifies professionalism and he's kind and he's funny and he's nice and he laughs at my jokes. So,
yeah.
And then I worked with Jeremy Davies and Walton Goggins, who were just consummate actors. I mean, like actors.
Yeah.
Really want to get into it and dig it up. And then I just did a pilot for AMC.
Cool.
A half hour improvised pilot, kind of like Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's called How to Cheat on Your Wife.
Okay.
I describe it as somewhere between Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Men of a Certain Age.
Yeah.
So it's these four guys going through a midlife crisis who keep sort of daring themselves to get into these horrible situations just to feel alive again.
Yeah.
So it's like Fight Club a little bit. But I shot that for AMC, and we should be hearing January, February.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And any other pilots or TV shows that you've worked on recently that you want to mention?
Just did those 4 episodes of Justified will start airing at the end of January.
Okay.
And then I have Leverage, which will air New Year's Day. And then I will go back and just start going back to work.
And when does pilot season start?
For me, it doesn't apply anymore.
Oh, okay.
Because I've already booked a pilot, so I'd have to wait to hear that wasn't going before I could go and do anything else.
Yeah.
And then I did a film called April Apocalypse, which was a zombie movie. I played a character named Priest who dressed like a priest, but he was a zombie killer.
That's pretty cool.
Really cool. I'll send you pictures if you
want.
Was
it reminiscent of the priest from Half-Life 2? In that sense,
did not play that game.
Oh, you never played that.
I got too scared at Ravenholm.
Did you? That's what I was talking about. The priest in Ravenholm.
Ravenholm scares me.
So you also don't go to Ravenholm anymore, is what you're telling me?
Well,
one of the chapters in Half-Life 2 is called "We Don't Go to Ravenholm Anymore."
I started at the beginning, and I started in the orange box. I started the very first Half-Life 1 that was there, and by the time I got when I got to Ravenholm. About when I went into the shed,
yeah,
is when I said nope, and I turned it off, and I haven't played it in about 3 months.
Because it was too scary, you mean?
It spooked him out. Yeah,
it's spooky.
It's very creepy. That part of the game
like
is very creepy.
Hill.
Yeah,
it's really creepy.
Yeah,
I almost cannot believe you haven't played that game.
I might go back.
That game,
to it.
I feel,
I've started
is
it.
Is one of the best games ever
I've
made.
I started it, but now, graphically speaking, it's so behind. It's so.
What did you play it on?
Orange box.
Xbox.
On the 360 or the original Xbox?
360.
Really?
But compared to.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sure.
You know, Modern Warfare.
Yeah. Well, wait till you see.
Even BioShock.
Wait till you see Skyrim.
I can't wait.
I mean, there are some characters in there who's they've done such a good job with the even things like the mouth movements.
Okay.
They're so fantastic.
Well, it's like L.A. Noire.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
The animation of that game.
It's cool.
Unbelievable.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about movies. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about movies. What have you seen? You've seen a lot of movies lately, haven't you?
I saw Mupé.
The Mupés.
Le Mupé.
Le Mupé.
Oui.
Have you ever done a Muppets voice? Professionally, I mean?
No.
Oh.
No, the only voices I was up for that people would know about was Bugs.
Okay.
And Sylvester and Daffy.
And you do those fairly well?
I do those exceptionally well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Shall I?
Sure, go ahead. Let's hear a little Bugs Bunny.
What are we doing on a rainy night in Rio? Are we?
Can you sing?
I think I took a wrong turn in Albuquerque.
Can you sing? Wait, what was the song? Do you remember from one of the old ones?
Oh,
Somebody's rocking my dream boat.
Somebody's rocking my dream boat.
Someone's invading Somebody's my dreams. Yeah. I was sailing along.
And then Daffy is good enough, I try.
That was good.
Yeah.
And then
and Sylvester's just a deeper version of Daffy.
Did Mel Blanc do all
those?
Did
them all.
Okay, did them all.
Did them all, except for the women, the witch and the old witch.
Yeah. And who did those?
Some woman.
Some woman. Some witch.
Yeah. And then we saw Hugo. I saw...
So wait, let's go back to Muppets for a second. So Muppets. Talk about the Muppets. What did you think?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Muppets were like Saturday Night Live for the, you know,
the kids.
Prepubescent set.
Yeah.
And so it really seeded it seeded absurdism and sort of subversive comedy in me. And it was meta. It was like a show within a show.
Right.
It was so strange and wonderful. And
there were celebrity guests interacting with the Muppets every week, which was cool.
It was silly. It never talked down to me, but it was still a kid's show.
Yeah. See, I think you were lucky because it did talk down to me. So they just, the one that you were watching probably.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's a setting. It was on your
TV. Oh, it was a different.
Yeah, you had your television set.
I don't think we had that button broke off.
You had the condescend button on high.
Oh.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Don't watch Barney with that button on.
Yeah, no.
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 That is bad news.
I cried. I mean, like the minute that the first banjo plucks of Rainbow Connection hit, I'm just a puddle.
Yeah, that's
it. I was just a mess.
That's it.
And I thought it was just joyful, and I just thought it was
so they sang Rainbow Connection in this? Yeah.
Yeah, Kermit did. And it was wonderful. And it was about falling in love with the Muppets again. That's what it was about. And so I really dug it. Hugo, again, another movie that was about things that are important to me, which is I'm a huge Méliès fan and that era of filmmaking and that era of and Paris. Like it was just beautiful.
Just cool.
Yeah. And I did,
and how did
and
you...
I'm not a 3D fan and I saw it in 3D and I thought it was perfect.
Now did you see the little girl from Hugo was in
Chloe Moretz?
Right. Was in that movie last year. Or was it earlier this year? Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
And did you see Kick-Ass?
Yeah.
And so I take it you didn't like it.
I thought it betrayed its message. Yeah, you know, that's a long, long discussion.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm much more... I don't like to publicly criticize things.
Sure.
I'd more rather talk about the things that I like.
That you like, right.
Rather than disparage something.
My main question was... Because I'm assuming this was a very different role for her than in Kick-Ass, and I'm curious as to how she was.
She was terrific.
Yeah.
She's a talented, talented girl.
Yeah.
And my problems with Kick-Ass were more writing issues than performance.
Yeah.
I thought there was no retribution for behavior in Kick-Ass, and I think that in many ways is a convoluted idea.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I think we thought the same thing. Like, we enjoyed the aspects of it.
The pageantry of it is wonderful.
Right, and there is a certain zaniness to that movie, too, that's entertaining. But at the same time, like you say, at the end of the day, really everyone was pretty bad in that movie.
And there was no accountability for it.
Right.
And it's a little too nihilistic for my taste.
Yeah.
That being said, I just rewatched There Will Be Blood, and that's one of the most nihilistic movies out there, and it's one of my favorite movies ever made.
Yeah. Did you like Gangs of New York?
I did. I liked. Yeah. I mean, it is a movie I will watch again and again.
Yeah.
It's not one of my favorite movies of all time, but it is one I will revisit.
Yeah. And I'm sorry for that. I don't know what is going on over here, but
you're very wanting.
I have to leave this on because I have some stuff going on.
No, I get it.
But I'm going to just turn that down a little.
$6,000 reward.
And then I recently rewatched Dark Knight because that'll never get old.
Right.
And then in the movie theater saw Descendants.
Okay.
And that was a wonderful film.
I don't think I
film.
Know yeah, that movie.
It's the George Clooney.
Right.
Him, he's a father who recently, his wife suffered an accident. He finds out stuff about it. It was terrific.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go see Mission Impossible tonight.
Okay. That's cool. I want to see that.
Yeah.
Very badly.
Yeah. And then my favorite films this year, Tree of Life, I think, was one of my favorite films. Very popular.
I don't know what's going on. People are like tweeting stuff on my Twitter page, and it's annoying the crap out of me.
Do we need to address that?
No, we don't need to address that
at
all.
Is important?
No, it's not.
Press the nuke button.
Press the nuke button. Nuke them. And Muppets, I really loved Midnight in Paris.
Yeah.
I thought it was a tremendously beautiful little film.
Did not get to see that.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, I heard it was good.
It's wonderful.
I heard it was good.
Very funny.
But I do want to see Mission Impossible. And what's the other one that is coming out?
Next on the lineup, Muppets in Paris.
Muppets in Paris. I loved Muppets in Paris.
The Muppets.
But they were in Paris in the movie.
So there you go.
They did to pick up Piggy.
And croissants.
And croissant.
What's the other movie that comes out?
Sherlock.
Yes. Are you going to see that?
Yeah.
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 The first one was a lot of fun.
I had a good time.
Tintin.
On the list.
I have six of the Herge books.
Yeah. He's got some of the original the original books.
That's cool.
He's a fan of those stories as well.
Now, do people get Tintin confused with Rin Tin Tin? Is that
a
problem?
No one gets that confused.
They don't. Nobody does that. Okay.
No one does.
No one.
In the books, as it's kind of the books are sometimes famous for the strangely the strange representation of noises.
Yeah,
like coughing is.
You mean they spell them out?
Like a cough noise is P F O A U G H.
Fauf.
Fauf.
Or like falling. I think falling downstairs was P R E M P.
Pramp.
Pramp. Ah, the French.
It sounds.
No, it's a Belgian.
Belgium.
Well,
the
it's
Flemish.
Like, you know, we've talked about this before on this show. It comes up a lot, but you know, the original name for the Smurfs is Les Schtroumpfs. And it sounds like the person who came up with that noises.
Some Les Schtroumpfs. Rallying
cry. Yeah, I've always been a Snorks guy.
Yeah.
Snorks.
What about the rest of the banana splits?
No, the What's Snorks.
It? No, I know. I remember the Snorks. Weren't they the underwater Smurfs?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Hair Bears.
Were they? Were they by the same people?
I don't think so.
It was just an attempt to capitalize.
Yeah. I remember once. There was a Telemundo show called the Telechobies.
and so
we always wanted to be like the Teletubbies people, like going to like pursue a lawsuit. It's like, sir, we've had our show on for years. I do not know what you speak of. This Teletubbies, we have not heard of it.
This never heard
mine
of that.
Is the Telechobies.
It's
very different.
Yeah.
You know, I just became French.
That's fine.
I was Spanish.
That's fine.
I became French.
You know, after World War II, everyone kind of got mixed up.
It's one world, man.
It is.
It's one world.
And it's a small world.
I just puked in my mouth.
After all.
And there's a lot of,
yep.
You know, people doing yep. things in dark corners.
We're not doing any tech talk, which is fine because you and you guys do the tech talk and you know more about that stuff.
What? Than we're not going
to
do that?
Well, I don't have anything to add.
You talk about your
iPad. I want an iPad 3.
You want one?
It hasn't even come out yet, and I want one.
Well, let's save that.
But a day later, it's going to release the iPad 4.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. It'll make it obsolete.
It's actually later that afternoon.
I'm going to buy it at Obsoletia.
Yeah.
It's the new mall.
Obsoletia buy?
Yeah.
They also sell Walkmans.
Yes, they do.
And 8-track players. I just got an 8-track player.
Nice.
Off of eBay recently.
Nice.
Very excited about that.
Yeah.
So is that it for movies?
And I got Alfie.
Alfie?
Remember the little computer on
oh,
that?
Oh, my god.
Oh, last thing. They also
or 2XL.
Pages.
2XL.
Remember him?
I do.
2XL.
2XL. As movies go...
I'm Teddy. What is it? Teddy what?
Teddy Ruxpin. Yeah, the like my favorite films this year. Yeah, those were Tree of Life,
80s Robot and Muppets.
80s Robot was very funny and Muppets. Yeah. I really enjoyed the Muppets.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
And Amy's a huge Muppets fan, so I'm sure
really liked Three Musketeers.
Would you like Tab or some new Coke?
That reboot that the guy that did the Paul W.S. Anderson, the guy who did the
Royal Tenenbaums?
No.
No, that's a different Paul Anderson.
That'd be Wes Anderson.
Well, yeah, that's
okay.
What I meant.
Don't worry about that. The guy that did the Resident Evil films did a really fun, spirited review of a version of the Three Musketeers.
You know, I think we wanted to see that and kind of forgot about it.
It was really fun.
We don't get out to the movies much
these
days.
I had a great
time
at that movie.
But I recently saw, thanks to Tony loaning it to me, I recently saw Hannah on Blu-ray.
It was a good one.
And it was cool. Yeah. It was, he talked about a big plot twist at the end that he didn't see coming, and as I've mentioned many times, Amy can predict the plot twist in any movie within the first 10 minutes, so she actually said out loud what was going to happen at the end of the movie and ruined it for me. But but
the
no.
Chick's a dude.
Yeah, she really is. What? But but and it was a sled. But that was a fun movie, and I really actually liked Kate... why can't I think of her name?
Kate Blanchett.
Kate Blanchett in that movie.
Yeah.
Did she have fake teeth? Her teeth looked fake.
I don't know. She and I never speak anymore.
Oh, really? You guys, ever since
Not
that
since
one.
Not since the Benjamin Button incident.
Yeah, that is.
Nothing happened. I'm making this up. I really enjoyed Captain America this year.
Yeah.
That was of the superhero movies that came out. That was the one that I really, really liked.
We talked about this before, but we watched.
X-Men First Class, I thought was.
Oh, for me, that was the best superhero movie this year. I loved that movie.
Captain America was more fun to me.
Yeah?
It was more fun. It had that Raiders aspect to it.
Nazis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nazis. I love the end of that movie. I thought it was great.
I thought it was really well done, and I really enjoyed the whole thing.
That was cool. Yeah. But and then I also watched, as I maybe either alluded to or said earlier, I also watched Love Actually again this year, which we do every year. And last episode, Tony had talked about something that he heard that on the Blu-ray for Love Actually, there are a whole bunch of deleted scenes, including some entire other storylines.
Oh, wow.
And I think what he heard was a little overblown because the entire other storyline.
Yeah, the Bobcat Goldthwait stuff was
It was that.
They gutted
him and Goldie Hawn, that whole storyline was
that,
missing.
That sort of that May-September relationship.
It was weird.
Hey,
but
Goldie,
no.
I just totally meant you. Bobcat.
That didn't hurt. That hurt.
But they played themselves.
Right, which was even more strange. But no, so.
Lumberjack.
But what was interesting was there were tons of deleted scenes on the Blu-ray, and Richard Curtis, who wrote and directed the film, said that when they first did the original cut of the movie, it was 3.5 hours long, and so he had to cut a ton of stuff out, and there were a lot of scenes that they included of what they cut, and if you like that movie, they were really, really, some of them were really good, because they were pretty much done.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, you know, they were going to put them in but didn't produce them.
Yeah.
They were fully produced and
I enjoyed
had
that
music
film,
and
yeah.
sound effects and all that
Yay.
Kind of stuff.
I liked Bridesmaids. Made me laugh.
That was funny. Oh. Although I never saw the last 10 minutes of it because our on-demand screwed up and robbed me of that pleasure.
Stinky.
Not good. What about movies that are coming out that you're looking forward to?
Like I said, we're going to see Mission Impossible, Tintin. Well, next year.
Next year.
Hoy. All the Brits.
Yeah.
All the Brits as our favorite American superheroes. Sherlock Holmes. Batman.
Yeah.
Come on. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
And when does Superman come out? Is
I
that next
know.
Year or is that the 2013?
I think it might be next year because they're done filming.
Or 2012?
No, I think it's 2012 because they're done filming because they shot it here.
And they're all Brits playing all of those iconic characters.
What's up
so
with that?
I should get to play Doctor Who.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Come
kind
on.
Of didn't want to see the Happy Feet 2.
No, he didn't.
We saw the first one. That was good, but I don't know. You read a review on it, right?
I did not.
No.
Somebody read a review on somebody in my family read a review on Happy Feet 2.
Not so happy feet.
Really?
I don't know.
It was just bland.
Bland. Feet.
No salt.
Wouldn't have sold. No. It wouldn't have sold as well.
He just wears some penny loafers.
Yeah, just make him, just snazz him up a little.
And salt.
And salt.
That'll make it less bland.
Well, then they'd sink in the snow.
Because it would just melt.
Melt.
Yeah. Right through the lake.
My loafers are wet.
But yeah, so that's it. Yeah, those are the big ones next year, isn't it? I'd like to see a Bioshock movie.
You think that'll happen?
Gore Verbinski was supposed to do one.
Yeah.
And then I guess it fell apart at some point.
Did you see the last Pirates movie?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. It followed the beats more of an Indiana Jones film, and to me it was better than Indy 5.
Yeah.
Four. It was better than that.
You've already seen Indy 5, haven't you? And now you just let the cat out of the bag.
Indy 5 is amazing in my head.
Crystal Skull wasn't good.
No, Crystal Skull was not good. From the mouth of a 13-year-old,
yes.
You know it's not good.
You know it's bad.
They repurposed.
There's other stuff going on with the mouth of that 13-year-old right now that is a little disconcerting.
He's eating a bottle. He's going to break his teeth on it.
That's not one of those veggie bottles. I wouldn't do that.
No. But yeah, so that you movies looking forward to next year?
All the ones you mentioned, the superhero ones.
Yeah,
I generally enjoy those. Is the new Star Trek coming out next year, or is that 2013?
Green Lantern was good.
I wasn't a fan of the Green Lantern.
I thought it was okay. I thought it and Thor were kind of the same okayness.
Yeah, Captain America was it for me, and X-Men. Those two were great.
Yeah, I loved X-Men.
Yeah,
I really liked how they tie it all.
It was
their
smart.
Their whole friendship
classy.
Together.
Oh, and I loved Apes, Rise of the Apes.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was terrific.
That was really good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that one. No, I did.
Yeah.
No.
Well, seriously, I did.
He's quoting lines.
Good job.
That's fair.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about our favorite moments in entertainment for the last couple of weeks. And you can talk about, I can't talk about this yet, I got to wait for Tony for this one, but you can talk about your favorite entertainment moments of the entire year.
Ooh.
Okay, we're back, and we're not going to do any tech talk this week because I have no outline.
Nothing. I am dumb.
Well, do you have the, what iPhone do you have there?
I have an iPhone 4, not 4S.
Okay, so you don't have the Siri.
I don't.
Yeah.
No.
Do you wish you had the Siri?
No. I mean, I think it's cool, but I think they're going to perfect it. And by the time I'm ready to upgrade to a next phone, you know, it'll anticipate anything I want.
Right. You won't even have to say anything.
I won't have to talk to it.
No. But unfortunately, you will have to wear it on your head.
Well, yeah. A little wet jack behind my ear.
Is that what they call those
I
now?
I love that term.
It sounds like something really...
I believe it's a William Gibson term from Johnny Mnemonic or something
really?
Like that, like wet jack, like plug directly into the brain, like the Matrix.
Like,
but it sounds awful.
It does. It sounds terrible. It sounds like something I would never want to have done to me
by
anyone in any Asian nation.
In any way. I just got a comment from Joe Reitman, who we know and love. Joe Reitman is you'll know him as he was sort of one of the head vampires on Supernatural.
Okay.
He might have been the one that turned Jensen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
last season.
He looks like a biker.
Yeah.
He's a friend of mine, and he's also Goliath in Devil Inside.
Oh, cool.
He writes, when is Supernatural going to bring back all the villains for a special Hall of Evil episode?
That would be really funny.
I know.
That would be really funny.
I always thought they should bring me back as a hallucination, but I would be in black and white. And everything else would be in color, and only Jensen could see me.
That would be pretty cool.
All right. Be fun.
You know, the girl who was in that episode, I liked her. She could be on Doctor Who.
Melinda Sward?
Yeah. Was that her name?
Who played
the object of your affection?
She's got a commercial right now running.
Yeah.
Where she's in an office talking to somebody, but little kid voices are coming
out.
Oh,
right, for the Subway sandwiches.
Yeah, that's Melinda.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that series of commercials. Those are funny, and I like the commercials where there's the guy who works at the car dealership whose name is Nick, and he looks like Santa Claus.
I went to college with him. He's a buddy of mine.
Really?
His name's Kevin Will.
Those
commercials
are hilarious.
He's lovely.
I love the one where the guy's talking about how he wants a big truck because he does a lot of hunting, and then Nick says, oh, what are you hunting? He's like, you know, deer mostly. I mean, fish. I just hunt fish. I need a Suburban. It was really fun. I mean, that's a great, really clever series of commercials.
Yep.
You know, because we both do commercials.
Yep.
You probably many more than I do. But still, it's always interesting to see when somebody gets a series,
a
big campaign.
Uh-huh.
And I always think about the girl on the T-Mobile commercials that have been running for, 2 years easily now?
Mm-hmm.
She's done. She's done if she wants to be.
Yeah. Well, you'd be surprised.
Really?
Money spends fast.
Well, yeah.
Well,
if she's
and
smart.
After agent fees and
yeah,
all that stuff,
that's
money
true.
Spends fast.
Yeah.
But she's fine.
But 2 years of commercials
she's
is
doing good. What?
Leaving you with a balance of 10 cents.
10 cents.
Yeah, no. That's all I've ever made from any commercial.
And 10 bucks.
10 cents.
Here's a
10
dime.
10 cents. Which, of course,
that's
I
somebody
use
okay.
to buy a cheeseburger.
Yep.
Because that's all
which
I
are 10 cents burgers. 10 cents oh, you shop at 10 cent burgers.
I do.
Yeah, well, that would make sense.
I do.
Which are actually 12.
They're, it's, I cannot do that math.
Yeah.
I can't do that math.
No, not so much.
Again, continuum. My brain just wants to explode. What was that?
Makers of the Whammer. the 10 whammer. Cent burger. The Whammer.
We don't have that here.
Well, to make it, you just have to, well, they put the burger down, and they just hit it really hard, and it kind of becomes...
Well, there is
a Smash Burger.
Smash Burger.
Yeah, there's a place
there's
like that.
A legitimate place called Smash
and there's
Burger.
There's one right across the street,
Smash
practically.
Burger.
They
that's
smash the burger.
Well, that's why they have, well, mallets.
I think they were invented for that
yep.
reason.
Yep.
to
mallets
smash
were
meat.
Invented to make burger masses.
Yeah, that's exactly
yes,
it.
Yes.
Like, all three ingredients, but the burger buns, the patty, and the lettuce just become this mass.
It's just, they become liquid.
Food. Yeah.
Pre-digested food.
So they
all
invented
they
the mallet
cups yeah. of stuff.
For this purpose.
Very soon.
And then after that, they're like, is there anything else that we could use this for?
Just put a little salt on it.
And then, bless you.
Thank you.
And then somebody brilliantly said, hey, maybe we could build buildings and then we could
perhaps.
Serve the burgers
Done.
In the buildings.
But all they sell are cups.
And it's just, it's trickle-down technology,
what's
the mallet,
gonna happen.
Which was nice.
Yes.
So, I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Best moments of...
Well, wait, before we get to that, yeah. So you said you're looking forward to the iPad 3. What have you heard about it that's going to be different
Retina
from the
display.
iPad? You think so?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
I have heard...
Siri will probably be on
cameras,
that.
Two right? cameras? FaceTime camera?
I think they have that already.
Is it?
Yeah.
I heard there's a mini projector that you just put in over your tooth.
I don't know. I don't, yeah, just
the
just,
tooth
yeah.
cam.
He's getting punchy.
It sounds like
punchy.
Maybe he needs some
punchy.
Sugar or something.
You didn't do anything wrong. Oh, this is yeah, there we go.
This is your shtick, right?
Seriously.
The thing
this
that
is a shtick, yeah.
What does punchy mean?
Like, loopy,
like loopy, like too much
wacky.
Sugar. You're fine.
Yeah.
I'm wrong.
He's persecuted.
and scooting.
Yeah. He's doing the 13-year-old
shuffle.
13-year-old shuffle. He shuffled away. Trying to implode.
So the Retina display, and
Retina
probably
display,
it'll have Siri,
thinner.
Right?
It'll probably, I don't know if it'll have Siri.
Really? You don't think so?
I don't know. We'll see.
Seems
hey,
like
Oscar, come back
seems
here.
Like something they would put on there.
Come back here.
I did something wrong.
Come back here. So yeah, I'm looking for because I don't own an iPad.
Yeah,
and so it would be my first, and so that I'm looking forward to that generation being my first. iPad. They've worked out a lot of the kinks, and I'm excited.
Yeah, the Retina display would be good, and I would actually like to see them have a thinner bezel on it because you know the frame around the screen
uh-huh.
is pretty thick right now,
okay.
And part of that I think is usability because you tend to hold it.
Yeah.
On the side yeah. there, so you don't want
you want to block your view.
Well, and you don't want to be pressing stuff that
right.
you don't
right.
mean to be pressing.
Right.
But I think they could probably make it a little smaller.
That's what wet checking is for.
Yeah.
Pressing stuff.
Again,
you
I
press.
Don't want to have that procedure done
All
to me.
Right.
Here or in any other
That's
country.
Fair.
In yeah. Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
So and you have the iPhone 4. We've already established that. And you'll upgrade that at some point.
Well, we'll see what the iPhone 5 looks like if yeah. it's anything. I mean, I was at Comic-Con this year, and I lost my iPhone.
And then
so
what
I had
happened?
To sign up for another 2 years oh. or whatever it is to get this one.
And is yours on AT&T or Verizon?
AT&T.
Yeah.
And so, careful. So I had to, so I'm sort of stuck with this one before I get an upgrade.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I, some days I kind of feel like I want to switch back to the iPhone.
Makes me happy.
Yeah, but I wish there was not such a low limit on the iCloud stuff that's free.
Yeah,
because 5 gigabytes is not that much.
It's eaten up quick.
Yeah. Do you use it?
I do for like
photos and stuff.
No, not photos. That's what'll eat it up fast.
Well, music. I think
I
would
use
be
it
the worst.
For calendar and,
yeah,
and
right.
all that stuff. Yeah,
right.
Calendar and notes and stuff.
Yeah. Any other technology you're hoping to get? Have you heard the rumors of the Apple TV? The Apple
it's a television.
Television
it's all built in yeah I've heard about it but I'm
because they were saying that what they think they're going to do is as they perfect Siri that will be the controller so you would have a one button controller and say record every episode of Walking Dead and start it a minute early and finish a minute late.
Ow.
And it would just do it.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's genius.
That'd be handy for the old parents.
That's
literally the old parents.
Star Trek.
Yeah, that is Star Trek.
Computer.
Computer.
Yeah.
Yes, Dave?
We referenced that joke quite a bit on this show.
Yeah.
It was a good gig.
It was good.
Bit?
Good
gig?
Times.
It is.
Whichever. Whatever yeah. It is. No other technology stuff you're interested in?
Not right now.
You going to get the Wii?
No.
Wii U?
No.
What's it called again? I can't even remember.
Wii U.
Wii U.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Wii and the U.
Yeah.
Do you use that much anymore?
I don't. It's in his room and it's what he watches Netflix with.
Yeah. And what about, do you have like a...
I don't have a Kinect.
You don't have a Kinect? No.
No, I'm pretty standard.
Yeah.
I like a controller. I like
the old Atari joystick hooked up to your PS3.
I just like one big red button.
That's all you need.
And a rollerball.
That's all you need.
I just play Centipede.
Are we still talking about video games?
What?
What? You just play Centipede?
Yeah.
That was a great game.
Great game.
Minus the rollerball, and it's Pong.
Pong. We just play Pong.
You know, I have two Atari 2600s in that cabinet right there.
What?
And a ColecoVision.
ColecoVision. There's not even connectors for that anymore. You can't even hook
no,
it up to a TV.
They only you could only buy them in Massachusetts, and they went out of business. No, you can. You can hook them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I still do every once in a while and play the old games.
All right.
The old Smurf game. And they had their own version of Centipede.
Great game.
It was a great game.
Donkey Kong Jr.
was awesome on there.
Awesome game.
It was really hard, though.
Yeah.
The ColecoVision controllers were terrible. Because remember, the joystick was really low and nubby, and it was very hard to move.
I hate that word. You don't get to say nubby ever again.
It's not any worse than wet jack.
It's as worse. It's as bad.
It is as worse.
It's
You're
as
right.
Nubby sounds like a character on Kipper.
It does. I'm Nubby. Hello. I'm Nubby.
Also voiced by guy who does the voice of Tiger.
I would come up there, but I'm just too little.
I'm just too nubby.
I
can't quite make it up Big Hill.
Oh, I'm Nubby.
Where's Arnold gone?
I can't even grip. I grip nothing. I'm a blob of bones.
I only have nubbins.
Meat. I have nubbins in weird places. Very strange
places. Where did this character come from? Because now he sounds like, what's his name from?
It's evolving.
I was going to say.
I'm finding my voice.
He's going to, pretty soon, Nubby's going to be a new character
in
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, I'm Nubby. Yes.
Ooh. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Bedford Falls. Have some gin.
I think Nubby should make an appearance in Devil Inside pretty soon.
Yes, he would. I'm Nubby. Just a little, like an anime cartoon.
Just one frame. Just, I'm Nubby. And then Jack, in the next frame,
out.
Jack saying,
like,
really, no, seriously,
like
leave me alone.
Japan-based squinty eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
No, do the X and D.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with Nubby, but I'll remember that you don't like him. All right, so. What were your favorite and least favorite things of the year? You don't have to do least favorite if you don't want to do least favorite.
I don't see the value in that.
Well, let's put it this way. A lot of times my least favorite is that, like, my cable box doesn't work.
Oh, I see
what
you're saying.
You know, something like that.
My favorite thing, or whatever. Okay. Entertainment, you mean?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Again, Tree of Life.
Yeah.
That was a pretty profound film.
Yeah.
That sort of shook me. Muppets. Pleased me to no end.
Yeah.
Video
games, what were your favorites?
Portal 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty great. And then Modern Warfare 3 is always a great. And Arkham City, you know, like all the stuff that I just played.
Yeah.
Television wise, I recommend people catching up on Justified.
Yeah.
Especially because you're going to want to be caught up.
Right.
Because the Stashwick is
going
to be
Stash. And how many seasons have they had? Is this the first season?
Two? They've done two seasons, and they're both really good.
So it'll be easy to get caught
up. Yeah, real quick. And they're only like 12 or 13 episode seasons.
Do you know if those are like on demand on Comcast?
You can get them on, I don't know about on demand, but I know they're on iTunes.
iTunes, yeah.
DVDs,
cool.
I believe, are coming out, if not already out. Walking Dead was great this year.
Yeah. I can't wait for you to see the last two episodes.
Okay.
I can't wait to talk
Everybody's
about that.
Everybody's telling me we just keep getting sidetracked with other stuff.
Yeah.
And comic books, we just never talk about that here. But yeah. I'm reading Black Mirror, which is a really good Batman story.
Okay.
Really good. And I was really excited. We didn't talk about it at all. But the New 52, which was the DC reboot of all their titles, technically.
Oh, right, right, right.
That
yeah.
was really exciting. And it was yeah. really fun to... I now go back to the comic book store once a week to get my new titles, and Oscar's been involved in that.
Now, do you just like buy them willy nilly, or do you have them hold?
No,
them
I
for
have
you?
One. No, I buy them willy nilly.
Yeah,
I have them. I go to DJ's Universal Comics.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, and they because they do 30% off of new titles every week.
Yeah,
so you
that's
save
pretty
like
good
a
deal.
Buck a book.
It's like being able to buy comics at Target.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And they're really, you know, they're good people. And Heather and the people that run it, they're lovely people.
Yeah.
And so that's been a big thing. I've been a lot, because I've been writing a comic, a lot of my reading and investing my time has been researching and reading comic books. So that's been
yeah.
really fun. And diving deeper into that world is really fun. And the guy that's writing Batman right now is amazing. And the guy that's writing Superman and Action Comics is wonderful. And they're really fun. And I was never a costumed hero reader.
Yeah.
Except for Batman.
Okay.
But I've been really enjoying Justice League, and I've been enjoying Batwoman and stuff like that.
What
really
were the comics that you liked that were not costumed hero things?
Oh, like the Sandman.
Oh, okay.
A lot of the Neil Gaiman stuff.
Right.
I was that kind of comic book reader. Hellblazer.
Now, when were those in their heyday?
Early, late 80s, early 90s
okay.
is when Vertigo Comics really took off.
Yeah.
And that's when I really got into comics. I mean, my foray into comics was Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns, and
right.
That was what I wasn't much of a reader before that. And then the darker tone of those. And if you read Devil Inside, you see a huge early '90s Vertigo influence.
Yeah.
On what it is that I write, because those are the stories I loved reading.
Yeah.
Like Hellblazer and Sandman. There's Preacher. There's a lot of that influence in the work that I'm writing now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oddly, I have.
Seriously?
I have gone up for roles that Adrian's been up for as
huh.
well. Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
Enough. And then he and I were on Heroes together.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I was sad to see that end.
Yeah.
You could have done a lot of other fun stuff with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your character was a lot of fun.
It was.
So.
It was. And now
that would be a cool superpower.
It.
To
People
have
are just finding it on Netflix and stuff, so there's this sort of second wave of people getting caught up, where people are tweeting me and saying kind things about Heroes.
Isn't that funny how that happens these days?
Well, Heroes, especially stuff, has such new life on DVD and Netflix that, like, The Riches has a whole new following that it didn't have before, and it's been really kind, and people have been really kind about. Being very forthcoming with how much they enjoyed the show and how sad they were to see it go, and both Heroes as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's always a shame, too, that in terms of ratings and whether or not stuff gets picked up and, you know, they do more with it and stuff, it's like all that stuff seems to not really count.
Right.
Which kind of sucks.
Right.
Because a lot of times that second life is pretty huge and significant.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
those people would be happy to,
yeah.
you know, I mean, look at, you know, something even like Firefly or,
yeah.
or any of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But he's got a new show coming out, doesn't he?
Who? Joss?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
No,
I thought he had something
so.
Coming
he's
out.
He's directing Avengers.
Yeah.
That's
I thought he had a new TV
busy.
Show.
Not that I know of.
Yeah. Now, will you watch... I forget. Did you watch Lost?
Yeah.
Okay. So will you watch Alcatraz, do you think?
I may check it out.
Yeah.
It looks interesting.
Yeah.
It looks interesting. Yeah.
I don't know. Like you were saying before, how dinosaurs are not enough of a thing to keep you in sci-fi. Ghosts are not... really my thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm going to be into that.
Yeah, we'll see. If it's handled well, if the mystery is good enough, it could keep
yeah.
me. Yeah.
Yeah. And do you watch Fringe?
No.
Okay. You've never seen it?
I saw the first like 6 episodes and then I was like, it didn't grab me. And then
yeah.
somebody said, but wait, it gets better. And I'm like,
yeah.
I've heard it gets amazing and it changes
yeah.
completely. And
yeah, yeah.
I just, there's just way too much good
yeah,
TV
there's a lot
to watch.
Of, there is a lot.
Really
of,
good TV to watch. Yeah.
That's true. All right.
All right.
I'm going to talk about just recent stuff. I'll just talk about my best entertainment moment of the week, which is not really that big of a deal. But we had this crappy old Blu-ray player that we got when they first came out. And the thing was so... I've complained about this so many times on the show. The thing, literally, you'd press the eject button to put a disc in, and it would sometimes take 4 or 5 minutes to open the drawer just to put
Hang
a disc
on.
In. Exactly.
I'm doing it.
But so I finally decided to get rid of it and get a new one. And I was kind of surprised by something kind of cool in it. I don't know. Have you ever seen the AnyNet logo attached to a piece of electronics you own?
No.
I've seen it, but I never really paid attention to it.
No.
Well, it's this kind of cool thing where any AnyNet devices that you hook up together will talk to each other without you having to set anything up.
Okay.
So now, if we put a disc in and press play, it automatically turns the TV on and switches it to the right input and just starts playing.
Oh, wow.
Which is really cool.
Wow.
And then when you're done watching the Blu-ray, if you turn the power off, it turns the TV off too, which I thought was pretty neat.
That's neat. That's a great thing.
It is a great thing because it snuck up on me and it was a nice surprise.
I like that.
I liked it a lot. I wish they could apply that to other things in my life.
Right?
Like I put garbage in the garbage can and it empties itself.
Right.
That would be cool.
That would be fantastic.
I'd like that.
I turn off the car and I've had a good night's sleep.
And right. Are those things related?
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going with it.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Or it's filled with gas.
Yep.
That would be nice.
Anything else on pause.com, the Facebook page?
No, let me see.
We should check.
Let me see. There might be some new ones there. Let me see what's going on here. Nope. I think we're good.
All right.
I think we're good. You got anything else you want to say?
Just again, thanks to all the people that are reading Devil Inside. Because that's an absolute labor of love, and we're glad that people are digging it, and watch Leverage and Justified, and you can always find me on Facebook or on Twitter, I'm always available to people. I'm always happy to answer questions and talk shop and stuff. Yeah.
I'd like to say thank you to the people making Devil Inside
because
it's a lot of fun.
Bless you.
And I'd like to get into Justified and we'll start watching that. And I do want to start watching Happy Endings too.
It's funny.
Because I've heard from other people too that it's really funny.
Yeah.
So
any closing remarks, Oscar?
Stay in school.
Well played.
That's excellent.
Well played.
That's excellent.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah, happy
everybody.
Christmas and happy New Year's and happy Hanukkah and all that good stuff. And thanks, as always, for listening. Don't forget to visit us on Facebook and leave us a review and a rating on iTunes. And as always, we will see you next time.
Ciao.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
That was a good one.
That was funny.
I looked at this and I was thinking of the screeching bunny. Loud bunny. Yep.